everyone, hit the decks. The Sniper Squad DJs are mobilized and in the building.
You are now listening to In the Streets.
In the Streets Radio.
Yo. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Nina. Tissue. And I'm here with y'all. And I'm ready. I'm ready to talk about what makes a woman cheat. The cold truth. So, my ladies to holler at me, 215-383-5799. Again, that's 215-383-5799. Ladies and cheated. Reason behind it, right? It's always a reason behind it, right? Hold on. Seem like I got a... Oh, I just got really loud. Okay. So it's always a reason why we do what we do, right? So let's talk about that. I'm going to turn my mic down just a tad bit because my mouth is like... I'm loud. I'm very, very loud. So holler at your girl. We're live on air. I want to tell you, I'll be making some updates to the site. We are now officially ready to take interviews. We will be interviewing businesses and artists. Again, that's businesses and artists. We are actually marketing that as a portfolio ad. So I can explain that once you submit, so on and so forth, and you'll get it. But make sure you check out the website. There's been a lot of updates to the website. You can submit everything on there. We totally automated everything. Finally automated everything. You can check us out on Stitcher, on iTunes, on probably everything right now. We don't stream our live shows, but we upload them immediately. We don't do it. It's automated. So we are now appearing on 350 different mediums. That's right, 350 different mediums. Someone hit me up today and asked me, our range, like what's our reach? And I felt good because I was able to go ahead and just print out a report for him and kind of show him. And I was showing off, so that felt good. Shout out to the entire Industries Radio team for doing your job, for making sure that, we stayed alive, even through my, I would like to call my depression, where I wasn't doing shows at all. I was working on other stuff. So shout out to the team for holding everything down. Shout out to DJ T-Dog for always pushing everything. I'm supposed to be shouting people out, too. Let's see where they are. I got to get my phone here. So we trying to get everybody to drop their name before we get started so we can shout everybody out. We are live. That's probably me you be talking to besides myself or T-Dog or my assistant. You're talking of us live when you're talking, on our social media. We just finally got our Instagram up and running. We had one back in the day and we kind of just shut it down. And it's back. So, shout out to Strong Jewel 215, The Blend Persian Paper. Holla at your girl, you already know. Shout out to DJ T-Dog, okay? We're back where we want to be, better than ever. We can do in studio now. I don't like doing in studio because it's a lot of work, but whatever. I guess we can do the in studio sessions now, the interviews. So, artists, go ahead. I push you to send your stuff in. If you are a small business owner as well, send in your stuff. Submit as well. You can submit on the same place as an artist submit. It's just an interview. Interviews can be anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. I'm pretty detailed with my interviews. Like, I want to make sure that, you get the best interview, that we provide you with the best interview to educate your followers or what have you. And to boost everything, we want to promote. We promote to all of our mediums. So all 350 outlets, you get that promotion, and it don't cost you a dime. We just ask that you do, do it with us. Become a team. Become part of the Industries Radio team. So back to the topic at hand. If you're listening, ladies, gentlemen, I want to talk about what makes a woman cheat. When people talk about cheating, it's often in the context of men cheating, right? So there's also, it's like a cultural expectation that men will seek out female attention. But women won't do the same. And that's a damn lie, right? Women, we also do the same thing. We also look for male attention. We can possibly cheat. Yeah, not me, but and I'll get into that later. But women still do cheat. So what actually makes a woman cheat in a relationship? You know, we got therapists and relationship gurus and divorce attorneys. They all had their theories when it comes to the reasons that women are unfaithful to their partners. So even more interesting is the fact that most people agree that cheating is wrong. I definitely want to hear from the ladies who actually cheated. I want to know why you cheated, what was going through your head, what you were thinking about, what you were doing. I don't need to know who you were doing it with, and I really don't even need to know your name. So we don't want to put you out there. But explain why. I want to know why you cheated. And men who were the victims of a cheating girlfriend or wife or, you know, please give us a call. Let me know. I want to know how you felt. I want to know why you think that she cheated. I want to know, like, what happened? What made her cheat on you, you know? Well, why do you think she did it? I mean, you know, I came up and said, hey, well, you know, she cheated on me because I wasn't on my job or because I didn't. But was that truly the case? You know, we have women who beg to differ, who say, no, I cheated because it wasn't good. You know, his thing wasn't, you know, wasn't popping. So I had to go get me one that, you know, satisfied me because that happens. You know, I've been in situations before where I personally wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. I wasn't engaged in a relationship anymore. I lost interest. I felt out of love. I didn't spend any time with him. We didn't have good conversation, and it was time to do something. I don't condone cheating, but, you know, in that particular case, shit happened, you know, and it was double-sided, but most people think, you know, I think we all know women cheat, but most, it's more common for the expectation of a man to be cheating than a woman. So I definitely want to talk more and hear from you ladies out there who may have cheated, thought about it, who may be thinking about it right now. Holla at your girl, 215-383-5799. Again, it's your girl Nina Capone, 215-383-5799. We're going to jump into a song real quick, and I'll be back. Y'all can give me a call, and let's talk about this live on air, y'all. You know why and what makes a woman cheat. Let's jump right into my boy Justin Timberlake with That Girl real quick, y'all. I'll be right back.
Didn't have to run, I knew it was love from a mile away. But I had to catch you and run it through my mind all day, baby. They all say I'm crazy, cause anybody, even when your father say that I can't be with you, I don't hear a word they say. Cause I'm in love with that girl. Don't be mad at me, cause I'm in love with that girl. Don't be mad at me. So what, you're from the other side of the track. So what, the world don't think we match. I'll put it down like my love song. But guess what, I'm in love with that girl. And she told me that she's in love with me. Now we didn't have to fall, but we fell in love to the bottom, babe. Knowing that it catches like when you fell from heaven that day, baby. People always staring, but I don't even care nothing about it, babe. Cause since I saw your face, I've been staring just the same. I'm in love with that girl. Don't be mad at me, I'm in love with that girl. What's the world don't think we match. I'll put it down like my love song. I guess what, I'm in love with that girl. And she
So it's your girl Nina Capone. We still here in the streets radio talking about what makes a woman cheat. So what I was occupied with is I just got a text message because this person doesn't not they just don't want to get on here. I don't know why. I might as well just get on here and talk. I don't really know who you are. So basically she said, you know, she cheated in her relationship. And the reason that she cheated in her relationship because her man was not working and he was depressed. This left her to feel alone. And so she kind of got into a situation with another brother, and that's kind of where she ended up. And I think I would say, you know, not to be, I'm not a therapist on this topic at all, but, you know, I feel like this is something that a lot of ladies experience, especially now with the economy being bad. And the job market is tough, especially for our men, our black men. And they, you know, they kind of fall into that ditch, and we don't really know what to do to help them. So they fall into that ditch, which leaves us to either kind of be, you know, independent or alone. And in most cases, we find ourselves alone or lonely, not you per se, not really necessarily alone, but lonely. And we wander into the arms of, you know, Joe Schmo, who has the car and who may not have a car, who may just want to Uber out, meet up, have some drinks, smile and laugh a little bit. Because, you know, women, we need that comfort. We need that that compassion, that attention. So being attention seeking creatures that we are, you know, when we feel like we're not getting that, it's easy for us to get distracted. And, you know, vice versa, man, I know it's the same way with you guys. You know, some women, we get into our situation, we not feeling it. We push you away. We don't want to be bothered. And it's funny because when I came up with this show, you know, the first thing my man was like, so what's that about? You know, because he think everything I do is all about psychology and I like to play mind games. And this is just my way of talking some shit because he's working all the time. And it really wasn't. The topic of the show came from another show that I was actually watching. And I thought it was just a great topic. So I said, wow, you know, something dope. Let me, you know, let me go ahead and make that one of my topics. Just and then having conversations with women out here all the time, being a coach. And, you know, we go into business. Being a business coach is so much more than being a coach, a business coach. I mean, you kind of touch on and deal with so many different topics, such as helping people get their mind stable first. Because especially if it's someone who wants to start up, who has a startup idea, and they want to just kind of jump in and get their business started, or they're starting it up with their partner, there's so many things I have to tackle first, and you know, kind of get to the core of before getting that person ready for the business itself. So that being said, I don't know what is going on. I don't know. Either way, I love when I get like 100 messages while I'm on air. I love people. Just call in the show and tell me on air. But either way, you know, just dealing with people who are kind of in a bind or who are ambitious about starting a new venture but have concerns about the relationship and where it's going to go once you start this business. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, money ruins a relationship. So money is root of all evil when it comes down to a relationship and that cheating aspect. A lot of times it either the guy has too much money and he's balling out and he just got chicks everywhere and they falling out the sky, they on his top, he can't help himself, you know, he's just a man and these women are throwing themselves at him. Or it's the woman who's out there and, you know, the guy is not paying her any attention, or she has too much money and she's falling out and she's out there in strip clubs these days. I mean, it can go so many different ways now. But to my point, people are looking at things now a little, you know, I guess with more of a pencil eye, where they're really, really honing in and saying, you know, am I going to start this business? Is it going to affect my relationship? So it's one of the things that, one of the major topics that I deal with when I'm dealing with a client who comes into my office and they sit down and they're like, okay, you know, my husband's going to fund it. He's going to continue to do X, Y, and Z. And then the business started and he only do X and Y. He don't never make it to Z because they didn't broke up. So, you know, it's really about communication, I would say, and letting your spouse or mate know where you are. And I don't think this just happens when, you know, in the work world, but, you know, it's more or less in anything that you're doing, any partnership. So it's not really just a couple that that are compatible. You have to be kind of compatible with any and every kind of partner that you're going to be with, especially if it's a male and female. It's funny, I had clients who came into the office and they weren't a couple, but they felt like, you know, one of the guys felt like, hey, you know, I'm in this, I feel like I'm in a relationship with her because she's like, she takes the role of the wife in our business relationship. And she's like controlling. She wants to know where I'm at. She wants to know why I'm spending extra money. She's more like my wife, but you know, we don't have that kind of relationship. So, you know, it's, I guess it can be like a kind of a sticky situation no matter what, but I really want to hear from you ladies what makes a woman cheat. And I'm getting texts. I do have people who are texting me right now like, mention this. So I'm going to play another song and I'll be back and I'll talk a little bit more about why some of the ladies that are texting me who refuse to call this line are saying that they cheated or are thinking about cheating because we got one of them too. So I'm going to jump into a little bit of Sounds of Love by Cassie and Jeremiah. Y'all check it out. I'll be right back.
Feelings I ain't never had before. You got my head turned, baby. I'm feeling I ain't gotta look no more. Cause you what I've been searching for.
I'm still here. That song was short. I want to jump into another one while I collect these thoughts on these ladies here. So I'm going to put it up. With Bobby Z and K Michelle here. Stay tuned. It's your girl Nina Capone while I put it in.
I don't usually say that.
Wait.
Yeah, dude, just play it. Let me see what's up. What I'm sipping got me loose. Fill it out. We can go all night long. I love bumping, not talking about the iPhone. Look, grind, girl, I know you down. Turn the frown around. Spin them up. Get it. You'll be saying don't.
Yo, it's your girl Nina Capone, and okay, I got some good ones coming in here. Emotional affair. So, shout out to Nay. So she asked me to not say her whole name. So Nay, she wants to know: does emotional infidelity count as cheating? So Nay, first, what do you mean by emotional infidelity? Are you mentally connecting with another man? Like I said, I'm not your therapist, but this is an interesting conversation. So that's a good thought. I don't know. I honestly, you know, to be quite honest, personally, I have mental connections or emotional connections with other men, not like I would have with my man. So that's interesting. That's a good call, you know. Maybe one of our callers can, you know, answer that. I don't know. Holla at me, y'all. If y'all have an answer for Nay, 215-335-7999. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know if that actually counts. So hold on, we had another one. Oh, goodness. I don't know. It's interesting. I think we get. I gotta find the other question here. I'm like getting text messages after text message after text message. But I don't know if I find that it's easy. It's not as easy to get mentally or emotionally involved with someone else when you're happy or emotionally involved in your relationship. You can like totally be in a relationship with somebody and totally not, you know, and have a good relationship and just be remaining abstinent for the duration of the relationship, but have a great relationship with that person because you are emotionally satisfied. So I think, and I'm going to say this, you know, I feel like to that emotional connection with someone else is cheating. I think it actually kind of plays the largest role in your relationship, being emotionally connected to someone. So I feel like, oh my goodness, yes, that's cheating. Because I feel like if he can't connect, if he's not connecting with me, then who is he connecting with? Or if I'm not connecting with him, then who am I connecting with? If we can't sit down and have a good conversation, laugh a little, engage in adult talk and things like that, then who is that person? Who are we doing that with? As adults, we need that. So I feel like that's definitely something that, you know, we should definitely look at and say, whoa, okay, wow, something else is missing here. We should always start our relationship at looking at the emotional connection in itself, because once you get into a relationship and it's just sexual, trust and believe, I know for a fact there's nothing there. And it can die so easy, and you can get so tangled up with someone else. As you get older and you start to date more mature men who can satisfy you mentally and physically, you start to look for more of the mental than the physical. Because, you know, we all done had that guy who, you know, put it on us all crazy, who we really didn't want to have a conversation with. I know that guy, you know, it wasn't worth it. You know, it's like, okay, you lay down with him, you get it, you come all crazy and you get to where you need to get to. And then it's over. You don't really want to have a conversation with him. You hoping he hurry up and leave. And that's it. That's it. The end. So I would say the emotional part, the emotional includes so much more than just the sex. It's everything. You want to sit and talk. You want to, you know, hang out together and smile and talk and eat together and all that good stuff. You know, you want to be happy with that person's conversation as well. So a lot of times we get stuck in these situations, or I call them sexuations, where, you know, that part good, he look good, he smell good, he feel good, he cool sometimes, he like he can protect you, he spend a couple dollars on you, he take you out, and you still feel like you need to go and meet back with Larry. And I say Larry figuratively. I don't know, well, I know a Larry, but, you know, you still want that other guy because you feel like, you know, he still gives you that emotional connection. So although you're spending this time and you're loving on this one guy sexually, you know, sex just ends, you know. Once you're satisfied, once you get that part out your system, you no longer need that part. Now you want to talk. You may want to go out for ice cream. You may have a good topic you want to kind of just talk about or something like that. And he's not the one because he got this big, long, fat thing that he stuck up in you, and that's about all he got. That's it. Nothing else matters. Now he bores you. So, ladies, I don't know. I guess I would say yes. To be emotionally connected to someone else is definitely cheating, because you should have that bond with the person that you're with. That bond is supposed to be for you and your mate. I feel and sound like a therapist now, which is hilarious. Oh, I should open my chat up, because everybody is texting me, and it's funny because they don't want to be on the radio talking about cheating on their husbands or their boyfriends. And I guess I get it, whatever. So, you know, I guess this is a touchy topic, but it's fun, it's good, it's engaging. So, you know, I think it's something that, you know, ladies, we should think about. Make sure, you know, we put all our don't put all our eggs in the basket with the guy with the dog, you know, because that's not always what we're looking for. So I don't know, in some cases that's what we're looking for. So needless to say, I'm going to jump into another little bit of come here, my boy Miguel. Hold up. So let's jump into this next joint. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to come back to y'all with more questions because they are rolling through. I can't keep up. So I got to read for a second because I can't multitask right now because my brain only, I was drinking wine, champagne actually. So I'm going to drink a little bit more champagne, and I'll be right back. Give me a call. Come on the line. Fellas, you too. It's okay. Y'all can call in and join in this. I need all the advice I can get with these cheating ladies. I want to know why ladies cheat. Simple as that. 215-383-5799. It's your girl, Nina Capone, and Miguel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time, man. Real quick, I done dirt in the past, I know the love hurts. I come for you, but my lady gotta come first. I can tell by your hesitation, there's trust issue. You get excited, ignited, highly combustible. You want a higher vibration, that's why I fuck with you. Let me provide you be comfortable as a hustler. Your whole style is colder than Minnesota. I left your profile the way you look over shoulder. Where you go? At the crib, I'm hoping you come over. We can do it like Common and Mary and come closer. We can do it like Barack and Michelle. Give me a fist bump. Black, magical, act radical with the fist up. Do it till we rockin' the bells. You like hip hop? Promise you I'm not gonna sell. We keep our lips locked.
Shh.
I don't wanna waste your time. Feel the love and the music, I'm using it like the law. I love how you do with your beauty and your allure. Make you come like the ocean approaching you like shore. She Rockefeller Center like Diego in the lobby. A valuable West Scream or Salvador Dali. She popular with the thieves and wanna be top of crown. She try to steal her attention as soon as I'm not around. This last bird probably threw the coup. Blasting an outcast, last word. I don't know how to describe it, you're so beautiful. Je ne sais quoi, how you say, woolly boo? Pardon my French with a tongue kisser. I'll make a come hither so she dancing with wolves. See how they run with her. I'm dumb, twisted or wrong. Let her perfect my composition, then give her a proposition to consider. Come here.
I don't wanna waste your time, baby. I just wanna make you come to me. Come to bow, baby. So come.
Okay. I'm back, and I got a good one. So a guy just went on my thread, and basically he said he's not a hater, or he's not venting. He just want to say it's so many women out here who cheat, not necessarily in a cheating on one's husband or boyfriend kind of way, but in a sense of there's always a sucker being taken advantage of, being cheated in the game, or so to speak, okay? So basically what he's saying is it's that we just out here cheating anyway because we just take advantage of these suckers that's out here. I'm sorry. I just ain't delayed because this was funny. I'm not going to read everything. He just wrote a whole book. He said, so he goes on to say, but there are only two types of men out here. The one the woman is cheating on and the one the woman is cheating with. I don't know if that's, is that true? Is it only two men, two types of men out here? Very interesting that you come up with that, that there's only one of two, okay? There's two types of men out, and that women cheat. Just all women cheat no matter what. Just they just take advantage of these suckers. And I don't know. Maybe he is a sucker, maybe he's not the sucker, but I wasn't aware that all women just went out and ran around. And but then again, you know, from a woman's standpoint, maybe we do find that one guy and we make him into a sucker. He could be a sucker. could be a sucker. But I don't think that we as women look at it like that. I think we kind of just, you know, we all got that one guy that's going to just kind of do things for us. So I don't know. He goes on to say he's been on both situations. He remember being a helpful romantic, doing everything he could to make sure she's comfortable and happy, scrambling to please her and raise her self-esteem as much and be as much of a support structure for her as possible, all to try to win her over, only to find out her ex would casually stumble his ass over and sleep with her. Wow. So he was a sucker. Yeah, he's a sucker. So, okay. Let's entertain this a little bit, because he wrote a lot. I got more. So basically what he's saying is, you know, he broke his neck to be with this chick. He was her, and everything was all wonderful and good. And to myself, probably when he was at work or out or home, homeboy would come over and knock her off. Yeah. So the ex is ladies, we all know it's really hard to get rid of the ex. But to be sleeping with him while you got a nice guy, that could be risky and dangerous. So I don't have an opinion on it. I mean, I'm not going to give any advice, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not here for this. I'm actually here to hear these stories, to put it out there so you guys can take it all in. It's your girl, Nina Capone, in the Streets Radio. Born to Talk is the show. Hit me up, holla at your girl. I'm still live and kicking. I'm still reading through this one guy's Dear John letter that he wrote me. It was really fucking long. So 215-383-5799. He goes on to say he remember being the guy that she's taking home, that she's traveling miles and miles to see, that she insists on foregoing all the formalities with, that she just wants to have sex with, only to find out a hopeful is trying to woo her, doing all the things I didn't have to do. Okay, so we're getting somewhere with this one. So basically, I get what this guy is saying. This guy is saying there's always going to be that other guy that's going to do everything in his power to get with her. Wow. You know, it. So needless to say, fellas, I'm not even going to go through the breakdown, but needless to say, fellas, if you're with a woman and she is not requiring a whole bunch of work from you, but she do take the dick, be mindful that there may be one out there that's putting the work in, and that she'll leave you for in a heartbeat because you're just sex. It is a possibility. It's not always 100% true. Some women just don't require a lot. I mean, I'm not a picky chick myself, totally. I'm laid back. I'm calm. I'm usually busy, so I don't really require all of the extra stuff. I mean, if I want to take myself to a nice restaurant, I can. If I want a nice car, I can get it. I mean, and, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but I've never been one to depend or to get with a man for that. So, yeah. But sexually, I think we can all agree that, you know, we sometimes we don't feel like being bothered. Sometimes we don't feel like being in a relationship. We don't feel like being bothered with a relationship. We don't feel like the headache or the aggravation that comes with it. We don't feel like the dedication or commitment. So we do, in turn, find that guy, you know, while we're looking, that we're just sleeping with. So we had a guy that we're sleeping with, and, you know, he is the man. He cool. He, you know, he take his shower and come over after he finishes from the gym. And he's sexy, and he got all the qualities of what you're looking for. I'm not just saying looking, not mentally or emotionally attached to him, just looking for. And you get with him, and it's fun while it lasts, but you got this one really nice guy or five really nice guys who are bringing the flowers, sending flowers to your job. And, you know, he's doing all the right things. He takes you to a very nice restaurant. He says all the nice things to you. He listens to you when you're sad and you want to cry. You can have that emotional relationship with him, but you're just not ready for sex with that particular man. So you end up in that situation. And he got more. He got, there's more. So it's something that's always on my mind nowadays. Whenever any woman approaches me, you just know there were somewhere out there, there's always a sucker, the Poindexter, I believe. A guy who was driving her around, buying her flowers, calling her beautiful, dealing and putting up with her shit in hopes of winning her affection. I'm not going to say that's not true, but I'm not going to say that's wholeheartedly true either, because that's not always true. That's true for some women. For some, that's not wholeheartedly true. Some of us just chill. We just, you know, this could go for the vast majority, but there's a small handful of women out here who don't want the Poindexter, who don't get into all the other nonsense either. So as I read this long, I don't know, it's more. So I'm going to keep going because we only got 40 minutes left and he wrote a whole book for me. So calling and dealing with her, putting up with her crap. Okay. I don't know if women are just this stupid, he is in his bag, to not know these guys are interested, or they're just devious and decide to play dumb and enjoy the ride. And quite frankly, I don't give a damn. I do remember one time, though, I kept telling my girlfriend at the time, who was going to hang out with this one friend because he wants to show off his work, that he likes her, and how could she not see it? And how could she be this stupid? You're not interested. You're not funny. If you were fuckable, he would have told you to beat it. But she brushed me off, and the next day, as expected, came and told me that he said he liked her. As yet another shit test. So this guy has been through the ringer. So, ladies. Okay, I've been here. You know, I'm not even going to tell my story because it's just too obvious and outrageous. And I don't know, people could be listening. But, you know, guys, you know, we say, okay, that's my friend. He cool. He's really nice. He not even fuckable or whatever. And next thing you know, he kind of break down. And you hang out with him and you cool. You even cool enough to introduce him to your man because you feel like it ain't shit. He cool. He just cool. He's just cool, right? And next thing you know, he like, yeah, I'm on your top. What's up? But you know my dude. Like, what are you saying? What are you doing, right? So homeboy right. He's right. He's right. He's definitely right on that. We got to be careful. It's not that we're stupid. It's sometimes we're just oblivious to the thought, you know. We don't, and I am queen of oblivion when it comes down to this topic because, you know, I assume everybody is just cool, you know. And certain guys, I don't have any expectations, or I wouldn't even think in a million years that they like me. And not to knock myself any, but I kind of envision their type, and I'm usually not it. So, and you know, and ladies, if you're on your job and you're dope and you're making moves and you know you're focused, you can easily fall into the trap, or not the trap. You can easily become what that guy is looking for. So you can become his type very easily, even if you weren't from day one. And you just kind of started out cool. I didn't hit something. So you can like transform into what he's looking, everything that he's looking for. Oh my God, the champagne got me tipsy. This is good though. So you can just most certainly turn into what he, you know, his type, what he's looking for. And it's not that hard. The best way to find out is to ask your man. He definitely knows. They pick up on it really quick. My man, I took him to the studio with me once, a couple of times actually. But he went to this one particular session with me. And, you know, and I was like, well, you know, this my ex, but we cool. We cool as shit. We ain't really have a real relationship. We was just all right. You know, we just going to go in here. We going to cut these records. We going to chill. And next thing you know, he was like, so why I feel like he coming at me? I'm not even a rapper, and I think he just came at me. And I'm like, no, he didn't. And then, you know, I start kind of just paying attention to little things. And he and I sat down and had a conversation, and we kind of picked up on a lot of things because we're both anal like that. We both analyze everything. And, you know, it was weird. So we kind of fell back from Bull for a little bit. And just to see things through. And I don't think this guy particularly, like, did anything. I don't think he did anything conscious, per se. I don't know. It was an awkward situation. A lot of people came around my new relationship, this relationship I'm in now, and I've been in this relationship for over 5 years, almost 5 years, and they felt like, you know, it's not going to last. But it did. Here we are today, and it's still going. And, you know, they tried it. I'm not the easiest person in the world to get along with, nor to settle down. You know, I'm like, niggas come and mic up and shit. You know, I felt like people thought that this wasn't going to last, and it did. And he gets me, he understands me, and we have that emotional relationship. That's just what it is, right? So I'm going to stay on the air for an hour. Now, I planned some extra time, and now I'm like messing up my... I'm crazy, right? So thank you, Homeboy, because he signed that Homeboy, who sent that in. And I just want to, I want to play another song real quick. We're going to throw on some Tank. And I'm just trying to mix it up a little bit. I hope the quality that I sound okay on here. I am mobile. This is my first time in a long time setting up mobile. So I had to kind of reconnect and reconstruct and reconfigure and all this type of shit. But we back at it. So now I can kind of go out and set up wherever I want and be wherever I want and broadcast. So this is dope. I can come to your location and broadcast. I probably won't, but I can. That's the wonderful thing about it. I don't have to do everything in my studio. I can come to your studio and broadcast live from your studio on my show. You know, it's Industries Radio. Nina Capone, holla at your girl, 215-383-5799. Let's jump into a little bit of Holding On with my man Tank, y'all.
I've been close since we started. I'm just barely holding on. Been a while, finally got it. Rain has got me almost gone. Worse when I look at you, so I close my eyes. Trying to stay on cruise control between your thighs. It's slipping away from me. Oh, and I'm begging my body to hold on.
I wanna get a feeling of so good. Oh, is it
right, all right. It's your girl, Nina Capone. I'm still here. And somebody just sent me a really, really, really good article. So, always a cheater. Studies show women are cheating now more than ever. Why did I open up this damn topic? Like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, I put us on blast, ladies. I'm sorry. So, a shocking new sex study has discovered that there is a narrowing gap between men and women when it comes to infidelity. Men are often thought of first when you mention cheating in a relationship. But it seems that women are reversing that trend. According to the National Opinion Research Center's General Social Survey, the percentage of wives having affairs rose to 14.7% in 2010, while the number of men admitting to extramarital affairs held constant at 21%. So, I guess more women are cheating. But, you know, they say numbers don't lie, right? So, numbers don't lie. So, I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I did this topic, because I feel like I've been watching myself, and women are cheating more. It's the cross-cultural stereotype that men cheat, and women are, you know, they getting back. I mean, it's crazy. It's almost outrageous to know, you know, to be a coach and to meet with a woman, and you think that you're going to talk about her business or her website or her mobile app, or I'll get into that. I got to throw my shameless plugs in. But you think you're going to talk about social media with her, and she want to talk about, you know, like, lady, you're paying me like $150 an hour. And, you know, our first three sessions, she's seeking advice, or she just want to vent about her lover, her boyfriend. You know, she got a husband at home, and I'm like, yikes. Yeah. So it's like, you know, and I have a strong opinion about it. I mean, personally, when I'm sick of you, I'm sick of you. I'm done. I move on, and that's it. But, yeah, it's a lot of women cheating. It's a lot of women cheating. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's real, though. So it's so real out here, and you know, it's studies being done. This is not a topic. There's books out here. It's real. It's real. So it's not a topic that I just pulled out the air and was like, hey, I'm going to talk about this on my show. No, this is really happening. It's a lot of women out here stepping out on their relationships, on marriage and other things. Before I break everything, I swear I'm so clumsy, but you know, I don't know what to say. So on that note, we have a few minutes remaining. This was going to be a 90-minute show, but we're going to keep it at an hour, and we're looking to have. I just kind of want to run through what we got going on. We've updated the website. We are now taking accepting interview requests. So. Interviews are going to be structured exactly how they were before, a 1 hour to 2 hour interview, mainly based on artists and business owners, small business owners. I definitely want to help you to get your brand out there, to talk to you about your brand, maybe even have you as a client at some point. But in the meantime, between time, let's get you in here, get you on the air talking about your business, what you do, what you supply, whether you're in retail, rather you're in fashion or whatever your business is. You can be a makeup artist, or, you know, you can provide any kind of service. I think it's important that we really get out there and talk about our business. I'm a big advocate of Black-owned businesses, so I definitely want, if you're a Black business, minority-owned business, get in here. It's important that you get we are the least likely to use social media management or advertising or ads. We don't spend our money on that because we don't have that kind of money to spend on that. So I specialize in small business advertising and marketing. There's strategies. There's free tools out there. I just had a long conversation this morning with Yelp, and what I do is I contact them and I speak to them and find out what they have to offer for free for small businesses. It's a ton of things out here for small business owners. We can be getting the word out there, getting more clients, getting more, selling more services, selling more retail products. But we don't know about those tools that are out there. So I personally take it upon myself to call these organizations, the larger organizations. They are excited to work with small businesses. They would love to. They have most large companies like the Google and Yelp and HubSpot, and they have resources for small businesses that small business owners don't take advantage of because they don't know about them. So I pride myself, and that's part of my business. That's what one of the things that I do as a business consultant is to help you kind of get there, get there first, get that information that's needed, utilize the resources that are out there for you and take advantage and how to use them. It's a ton of resources out here. So I spend 90% of my day in meetings. And crying and trying to figure out, well, why these people aren't using these resources. Because 9 times out of 10, what happens is, as a minority business owner, we don't take advantage of these tools that are out there. We don't take advantage of these programs that are out there, and then they go away. And then we sit back and we say, hey, why isn't there anything for us? Well, here's why. We're not taking advantage of them. So with that being said, if you want to know more about my business, what I do, you can definitely check that out at mybizconsulting, that's biz with a Z, .net. Again, that's mybizconsulting.net. We are also in making mobile apps. We have mobile apps for businesses. We have mobile apps for artists. I had 4 people give me their mixtape this week because they just kind of stopped by in my office. They looked through the window. They seen all of the colorful stuff, and then they realized, hey, that's Nina Capone. I don't like no studio, so I don't know what she's doing, but I'm giving her my mixtape. So they came in and gave me their mixtape, and yeah, I don't have a CD player here. So needless to say, those artists need a mobile app, because I would love to go ahead and download your mobile app and listen to your latest song on there. I have a ton of ways artists can market themselves better by having a mobile app. It's very basic. It's very cheap. Very affordable for you. And it increases your fan base. It increases your fan base by triple or double, because what you get to get in people's pockets, you get to be more interactive with them. For artists that are out there already using mobile apps, they know, they can tell you, and there's a few. I won't shout them out right now because they haven't been on the Industries Radio show yet. So, there's a few artists that are out there and they're going hard using their mobile app, and they know what kind of revenue that it can draw them. Remember, as an artist, you are a small business. You are a business and it's on yourself, and you need to make sure that you're getting that, you're getting all the audience, you're getting your target audience, and you're selling your service or product to them. So we have those that said the mobile apps. We do technology, of course. We consult. We help you with your credit. So people want to know about credit. How do I get my credit cleared up? Now, I had a guy come in the other day, and I just want to quickly share this story. He said, hey, well, that's cool, but, I've got everything under my business name, but I said, yeah, but your regular credit is jacked up, and you should get your personal credit together as well. And then we can also take a look at your business credit and see how we can make that even stronger. And I looked at his personal credit and fell out my seat, because I was like, damn, like seriously. So you just said, hell with this. Come on, guys. Come on. Black people. Let's get it together. So I do credit repair or credit education mainly. I don't like to call it repair because it's not repair. I try to educate you so you never have to be in that situation again. So we're not just repairing it, but we're actually eliminating your debt, and we want to help you to grow from there and maybe help the next person in your family that gets in that kind of debt, or don't know what to do. So we do educate you. We do more education than anything when it comes down to credit. We make sure that you understand how to utilize your credit and what every inch of your report means, how it's reported, and so on and so forth. So I'm not going to do an infomercial on here right now, but I am about to get off air, and I want to thank everybody that tuned in. I will be back on Saturday. So I will be having special guests coming by. I will have guest co-hosts. I will have lots of stuff going on. That was so high and pitchy, but whatever. So stay tuned. Artists, make sure you're submitting your information if you're requesting an interview. We do take 14 days out to go ahead and get you guys marketed correctly, 7 days at the least. And we definitely want to see you guys prosper and grow. I mean, our numbers is up way. Wow. I was like, wow, damn reports. Numbers don't lie, right? So make sure you're in the loop. Industriesradio.com. Again, that's industriesradio.com. I'm your host. This was Born to Talk, Nina Capone. You already know. Follow me on Instagram. We have our page up. It's Industries Radio. You can also follow me at Nina Capone 1. And stay tuned. Follow me on Facebook and all that stuff. So I will talk to y'all on Saturday. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you then.
Sitting here alone in my room, wishing you were here with me. Girl, I'd do anything that I can to please you, anything you need. It, you can have it, we can do it, let me know, but we gotta do it right.